ප්‍රධාන කටයුතු ආරම්භයේදී යෝජනා ගරු සභානායකතුමා
එමු අයිටම් 1 සර්
සභාවේ ගද
ආයි
ප්‍රධාන කටයුතු අධ්‍යක්ෂ නායපතේ විශාංගික පළාත් සභා ඡන්ද විමසීම සංශෝධන පනත් කෙටුම් පත දෙවැනි වර කියවීම Let him read that. Yeah, what is the point of order, Honorable
Minister? Is the minister is attempting to move a bill which is in relation to provincial councils. I would like the Honorable Speaker to give us a ruling that make a barapatala prashnayak andukrama vyavasthave 154 yatate palat sambhavata aiti karyayak පිළිබඳ දැනුම් දීමක් කළ යුතුයි පනතක් පාර්ලිමේන්තුවට ඉදිරිපත් කිරීමට පෙර. ඒ අනුව 20 වැනි සංශෝධනය පවා ඒ පළාත් සභාව වලට දැනුම් දුන්නා. දැන් මේ පනත පළාත් සභාවට දැනුම් දීලා නැහැ. ගරු කථානායකතුමනි ඔබතුමා හමුවේ තමයි මේ ප්‍රශ්නේ තියෙන්නේ. ඒ නිසා ඔබතුමා කථානායකතුමා හැටියට රූලිං එකක් දෙන්න ඕනේ තීන්දුවක් දෙන්න ඕනේ මේ කාර්යයට පළාත් සභාව විමසන්න ඕනේ නැහැ කියලා.
ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා මම ඊයේ මේ ගැන හොයලා බැලුවා. ඊයේ හොයලා බලලා එන අවශ්‍යතාවයක් නැති බව තමයි මට දැනගන්න ලැබුණේ.
ඔබතුමා දැන් නැති බව නෙමෙයි අපි අහන්නේ. නැති බව නෙමෙයි you must give a ruling.
ඔව්. That is the ruling I am giving.
ඔබතුමා හාට කියයි අපි එකක් කියයි.
There is no necessity for the provincial council to be consulted. That is the opinion I got. Leader of the house.
No no you
come provincial council elections If in the central government, it's on the reserve list.
I know that I got the ruling. That is what I told the ruling. Yeah.
Hey, Annamashi ne.
Oh, hurry, Annamashi ne. Mummy, hold a bellu egg. Government, come on. Mama, Annamashi ne. Iti upadesh garanta mummy katha karanne. Oh, mam bal mama katha karanne. Annamashi ne. Iti upadesh laba gan government. Ek pili gando. Oh, ek that's a ruling. I got the ruling. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Now, by you, Honorable Minister, you read. One.
Carry on, carry on. Your Honorable Speaker made a ruling with regard to the Honorable Dinesh Gunawardena. So may I proceed, Honorable Speaker?
Yeah, because we got the ruling. So we'll go ahead. I got the ruling.
Honorable Speaker.
Just 1 minute.
Honorable Speaker.
We'll go ahead. I'll give the host.
Honorable
but I know in Garu Manti to mind the point of order there. Garu Vimal Veerawansa.
Point of order.
Garu. Garu Kathanayakathumani.
I have given the ruling.
Garu Kathanayakathumani.
Sorry for the local government.
A parliament to
a
mantri varu desiya visipaha merate mahadanatavage paramadhipatya balayai niyojane karanne.
Oh.
මේ පාර්ලිමේන්තුව ආණ්ඩුක්‍රම ව්‍යවස්ථාවෙන්ම අවස්ථාව දීලා තියෙනවා රටවැසියට තමන් සම්බන්ධ වෙන නීති ගැන දැනගෙන කලින් උසාවියට යන්න.
Order please.
මෙතන පනත ගෙනල්ලා තියෙන කුඩා පනතක්.
සම්බන්ධයෙන් ඊයේ
සංශෝධන ගෙනල්ලා තියෙනවා. වෙන තොගයක්. මේ සංශෝධන වලින් ජන
පොඩ්ඩක් ඉන්න විමල් විරාස මහත්මයා. ඊයේ මට මේ සම්බන්ධයෙන් විපක්ෂයේ මන්ත්‍රීවරු බොහෝ දෙනෙක් ඇවිල්ලා කතා කළා. ඒ අනුව ඊට පස්සේ මම ගරු අග්‍රාමාත්‍යතුමා සමග කතා කළා ඊ රාත්‍රියේ දිනේෂ් ගුණරත්න මහත්මයාත් කතා කළා අවසානයේදී මම විපක්ෂය හන්දත් කන් දුන්නා ආණ්ඩුවන්ටත් කන් දුන්නා ඒ අනුව යම් කිරි ගැටලු තියෙනවා නම් අද අග්‍රාමාත්‍යතුමා දවල් 12ට හම්බෙලා කතා කරන්න දෙහි වෙලා තියෙනවා දැන් අපි මේක ඉදිරිය ගිහිල්ලා මොකද්ද මේ තමයි මම කිව්වේ මේක ප්‍රශ්නයක් නැහැ කියලා ඒකයි මම සඳහන් කරේ ඔබතුමලාගේ මම ප්‍රශ්නන්නේ යුමාර් දෝද මේක ලායිතාවයක් ඇත්තේ නැහැ ඒ හේතුව ඇතුව මං කියන්නේ I am telling you the point of order yeah point of rajapaksha mantuma yeah yeah rajapaksha mantuma
garu kathanayaka thumane ada obathuma
podda
kathanayaka thumane me sansodana garu kathanayaka thumane me sansodana me rate janathawage chandaiti pilimanda thirne karana sansodana
oh
ita adu ude obathuma meka apita idiripat karala හවස චන්ද විමසුමකට කියලා මේ පිළිබඳව සාධාරණ බලාපොරොත්තු වෙනයි කරේ අසාධාරණ කතා නැකට.
නෑ ඒ හින්දා තමයි මම
කතා කරන්නේ. ඔබතුමා ගරු කතා නැකටුමනේ. මට විනාඩියක් දෙන්න. විනාඩියක් දෙන්න.
කතා කරලා අපිට එංගත් වැඩ එන්න පුළුවන්.
ඔය කතා ඔබතුමා මේක සාධාරණව බලලා එහෙමනම් සභාව කල් තියලා ගරු අගමැතිතුමා දෙක පක්ෂනායකින් සාකච්ඡා කරලා අපිට තීන්දුවක් දෙන්න.
අද 12 නේ තමයි මේ උදාවේ නෑ. එතුමා අද විවාදය ආරම්භ කරලා අපිට පුළුවන් කවද්ද ගන්න කියලා. මම උදේ පැහැදිලි කළා. we will go ahead with this and we'll discuss with the Prime Minister. He's available after 12. I have given the point of order. On the Garu, yeah, one morning, Mama Dolanda, Ottawa, Labadino, Angamatu, Hambera, I will discuss. That make it about Kanda, Ottawa, Jenon, Buddha, Avasanedi, Parliament, Varagan, Andu, Ottawa. Because the Mahajan was already Pandu, and Matajin Velaskanda back. Namad Vipakshe, in a Pasta Samanjama, Andu Karnuji Bakara, Rajay Samanjan, Saka Chakar and the Kamati. Okay, so I will allow him to present it, and we will discuss with the party leaders, can meet the Prime Minister. No, I can't change it. No, I can't. I can't change it, yeah. Yeah. I have given Honorable Minister, now Honorable Minister, go ahead.
Honorable Speaker, I'm thankful that I've given an opportunity to present the second reading of the Provincial Council Elections Amendment Act. I would like to bring to the notice of the House of the Dinesh Gunawardene report on electoral reforms, right? Which proposes a mixed electoral system combined proportional representation and the first past the post system. There, I would also like to quote committee consisting of
You sit down and ask for point of order.
Under the chairmanship
of I can't conduct like this. You press.
I would also like to quote some of the salient points of this report. A reform to the present electoral pertaining to the parliament, provincial council, local authorities. This also recommended representation of women. The system of elections which was recommended in terms of that report was in relation to the first past the post system which was in force at the beginning of the proportional representation, proportional representation voting system introduced later. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, Honorable Dinesh Gunawardene should be the happiest that I'm bringing this this amendment, whereby we are giving effect to the salient features which are brought about by his report. And also, I would like to bring to your notice the pledge made by His Excellency President Maithripala Sirisena in his election manifesto. I guarantee the abolition of the preferential system and ensure that every electorate will have a member of parliament of its own. The new electoral system be a combination of the first pass system and the proportional representation of defeated candidates. Thereby, this country wanted a change from the PR system and the preferential vote. As you know, Honorable Speaker, this country has continuously, the public at large had agitated that they want a change of the electoral system. And thanks to His Excellency, the President, and also Honorable Dinesh Gunawardene has continuously agitated, and he should be the happiest that we are bringing about this change. As regards to women representation in this country, there has been continuous agitation that unless you come from a background where you have a political lineage, you are not entitled to get into, you don't have the opportunity to get into Parliament. Therefore, His Excellency the President, the Honorable Speaker, thought it just to introduce a system whereby women could enter all organs of government. We, with regard to the local government elections, we brought in a mechanism where 25% of the members would be women. With regard to provincial council elections, also the country, there was a great need that women participate. We have a 52% women population in this country. However, there is less than 5% of women in elected bodies. This major paradigm shift would give opportunity to women to participate. And also, this country, money has played a pivotal role with regard to elections. And we could not get community leaders coming into Parliament and to provincial council and to local bodies. This paradigm shift has given opportunities to everybody to come into Parliament. Especially Honorable Dinesh Gunawardene should be the happiest here, because we are doing exactly what his report demanded. And also, there has been continuous agitation by the masses that we should change the electoral system. And thereby, we are trying to see consensus. Some of the members here who are opposing it, when the local government elections act was passed in 22 of 2012. They all supported a wall system with regard to local government. We are trying to introduce a similar system for provincial councils to have a member to be answerable to electorate and also to enhance women participation. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, I don't see why these members today are agitating. They have no basis. And also with regard to the allegation made that I am trying to bring it in committee stage, Honorable Speaker, this bill deals with the provincial council legal election system, and thereby I'm entitled in terms of the standing orders to bring whatever committee state amendments. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, I respectfully urge all members of this House to support this bill and do away with this preferential vote system, which is detrimental to the masses, and where the voter gives priority to the person and not to money. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, I thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I will answer to all queries made by members when I wind up. Thank you, Honorable Speaker.
Honorable, order please. Order please. Mana katagran nawatta wadenda ponda. Karnagala vaadi wenda. Karnagala vaadi wenda. Why don't you take a seat? Allow me to speak. You are all honorable members. EA Vipakshi Mantiyuru Rahasyak Madavila Katmekana Kaduri Patkala. Therefore, it is my duty. I have brought it to the notice of the government. I discussed with the election commissioner. I discussed with everybody. It can come before the parliament. It's not necessary to have the authority of the provincial council. That ruling I have given. And at 12 o'clock, we have agreed that it will be taken up. And Dolata Virbasi Saka Chakaran Puluang, Mama Dami Loki Matuma Pajikan, it was happy to get in on Mangavatama.
Mamatama may addiction committee is Ababa Tuma.
Oh,
may amendment Zapate Wene, Venapanata Kewe, Eka Saka Chanoka, the Parliament, Varadi, Tamuna, the Moka, the
other Paksana, Kelly Ram Kalimatuma. I just give him that.
Honorable Minister.
Honorable Speaker, I would like to bring to your notice Section 56 of the Standing Orders. Any amendment may be made to a clause or clauses may be deleted or new clauses may be added, provided same be relevant to the subject matter of the bill and be otherwise conformity with the Standing Order. This amendment must deal with the Provincial Council Elections Amendment Act. And therefore, I can bring in any amendments in terms of the standing orders in line with the provincial council elections. I say I can.
Hondai, then my point of order would have done now. Abi Dolata, Agrama, Tumaka, Sara Chakra, Puluan, Padana Katu, Arambin, Dala Salapir Metuma.
Anatomani, make a Saman Karnak with theatre Lagurandepa. E. Ubutuma, Idripita. Garu Sabana Katumagin Sa Garu Agamatumagin Pastakala Hitya May Sansodana Panata Iapati Bicheka Palatsabawe Adas Vimisima Kalatino the Kila. Garu Sabana Katuma Kisima Uttara Kekra Dune Ne. Ne, you're grounded. Niti Patuma is in the North Kalatino Nang, Obutuma gave Wakakimatamai, Epilima Sabah, the North Kanaka Lipia. Eka Devini Karane, me Adala Ansika Karka Sabawe, Sabapati Varia, Garu Gamni Lukuke, Mantrituma Gamni Lukuke, Mantrituma, Wakakim and Kino, me Sansodan Kisivak, me Sansodan Kisivak, Ansika Karka Sabawe, Saka Chavato, Anumetri Dribatra, Nekela. Eka Barabatla Tatia, I Nekiani. Ansika Karaka Sabha, Ansika Karaka Sabha, Garu Agamatuma,
Garu Lino the House,
Garu Agamatuma, Poronduna Parliament,
Garu Katana Tumuni, elections including presidential, parliamentary, provincial council, local government authority reserved list. Samag අපි විපක්ෂයේ හිටියේ උදේ නැවය පාට ගෙනලා හන්දෑව පාට දත් දෙගත්තා
හොඳයි බාරින්
හොඳයි
මම
දාඩ
අඩ ප්ලීස් මම දෙපක්ෂයට කන් දුන්නා විපක්ෂයේ පොයින්ට් ඔෆ් වියු ඇයි අන්ඩර්ස්ටෑන්ඩ් අද අපි පක්ෂ නායකින් වශයෙන් අගමැතිතුමා සමග සාකච්ඡා කළා එතුමා අවශ්‍ය ප්‍රතිකාර මේ උදෑ එතුමාට පොරොන්දුක් වුණා අයියලා එතුමා පක්ෂ නායකව හම්බෙලා විඳන්න ඕන නමුත් අද මේ වැඩ කටයුතු කරගෙන යන්න ඕනේ ඒක දැක්ක එක අන්තෝ ඒක ඒක ආණ්ඩුවේ විවාදයක් කරගෙන මට ඒක නවත්වන්න බලයක් නැහැ but I will make sure that you will get an opportunity to discuss with the prime minister and if there are any issues that got to be sorted out I am sure he'll be able to come out with some compromise or come out with something passive so we'll go ahead with the work අද අපි අපි ඔව් පොන්ඩ වඩ නැත්නම් හෙක්ටර් ප්‍රමාණයට ලාස්ට් පොයින්ට් ඔෆ් ඕඩර් වී ටු ගෝ ඉන්
ගරු කතානායකතුමනි මෙම ආංශික කාර්ය සභාවේ මමත් ඉන්නවා ගාමෙන් ලොකුවේ මැතිතුමා සභාපතිතුමා හැටියට කාර්ය සභාවේදී කිව්වා මේ 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 පනත සම්බන්ධව අපි මෙතන සාකච්ඡා කළා වැඩක් නැහැ ඒ නිසා මේක පාස් කරලා යවුවා පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේදී කතා කරලා විසඳ ගන්න මොකද අපි කියන්නේ අහන්න කියලා එතුමා කිව්වා එතුමා කියලා මේක යවුවා මමත් ඒක ඉන්නවා කාර්ය සභාවේ ඉන්න අවස්ථාවේ මෙතුමා මේ කතාව කිව්වා සභාපතිතුමා හැටියට
ගරු සුමන්දිරන් ඔනබල් සුමන්දිරන් Honorable Zumandir.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker, for the opportunity to speak on the Provincial Council's Elections Amendment Bill.
We'll go ahead. We'll meet at 12.
The bill that is before
after this you can, after that I give you
Parliament is an important bill that introduces.
I'll give you the running.
That introduces the proportion. Of 30% of women candidates who have to be nominated nomination paper that is submitted by any political party or an independent group when they contest the provincial council election. Now this is a very important issue that we have been talking about, and when a bill is debated in the House, any member under the standing orders can move committee stage amendments provided notice is given before 12 noon. In fact it's not necessary for the government to do it. I can also move amendments. Any member has the right to move amendments at committee stage provided notice of those amendments are given before 12 noon. So that is not a matter that can reasonably be taken up before an oversight committee. Nevertheless, we are now discussing an important principle of women's representation, and this bill is very progressive in that it suggests not less than 30% for women in the nomination papers. Although you nominate more than 30% on the nomination paper, their representation is not ensured because it is the way people vote, and so 30% on the nomination paper can never ensure even 10% of representation by women. And therefore I am glad that there is before the House notice by the government of committee stage amendment which will ensure that at least 25% of women will actually sit in the provincial council when the provincial council is constituted. The scheme has been developed As we all know, for the local authorities election act, that there are two lists.
Mama garu katanaayaka thumani gamini lokuge mantri thunga adikshana committee sabahapati me panata
hari point ekak gatta ithuka
me panate ada idiripat karapu kisima sanshodanayak committee wata gihilla na අගමැතිතුමා පොරොන්දු දීලා තියෙනවා අධීක්ෂණ කමිටුවේ වාර්තාව උඩයි වැඩ කරන්නේ.
හම්බ වෙනවා ඔබතුමාලා.
ඒ ඉතින් මේ
හම්බෙලා කතා කරමු.
ඒක නවත්තන්න. එහෙනම් එතකන් නවත්තන්න.
නවත්තන්න බෑ.
එහෙනම් එතකන් නවත්තන්න එතකන්.
කරගන්න. අත අපි නතර කරගන්න.
ගරු සභානායකතුමා.
ඒක අධීක්ෂණ කමිටුවට යන්න අවශ්‍යතාවයක් නැහැ.
ඔව්.
ආංශික කමිටුවට යන්න අවශ්‍යතාවයක් නැහැ.
ඔව්.
Let you speak.
ඔව්. කාරක සභා අවස්ථාවේදී ඕනම සංශෝධනයක් ගේන්න පුළුවන්.
හොඳයි. ඔව්. බලහය. When 12 o'clock we can meet here. මම කල්දාන්න බෑනේ අපි ඩොලර සාකච්ඡා ගන්න පුළුවන්. ඩොලර සාකච්ඡා ගන්න පුළුවන්. I know that. මම දන්නවා ඒක. I know that. Yeah. ඒ අවස්ථාවයක් නැහැ කියනවනේ. පොරොන්දුවක් උනාට ඒක අවස්ථාවයක් නැහැ. You let him finish the job, then we can go in. Oh. ඒක අපි සාකච්ඡා කරනවා 12ට අගමැතිතුමත් එක්ක. We'll do that. I can't postpone. Honorable Subandhira, you go ahead.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker. I was saying that we passed into law an amendment to the Local Authorities Act just 2 weeks ago, in which there was a scheme that was brought in whereby 10% of women's names are nominated on the list for wards, and not less than 50% of names of women are nominated on the other provincial, on the proportional representation list, which will then ensure that at least 25% of women can actually sit in the council that is constituted. And I am glad that in the committee stage amendment that is being proposed, that not just a nomination of 30%, but a scheme that will ensure actual representation of women of 25%, which is a very progressive move. And I want to congratulate the government for introducing this amendment, which goes beyond and ensures the objective of this act to ensure women's representation. The honorable MPs who are disturbing my speech are obviously against women representation, right? So this is against more than 50% of the population of this country. More than 51% of the voter population of this country are women. And when we move, when the government is bringing in an amendment that nominates 30%, but now a committee stage amendment that will ensure that at least 25%, that is only half, less than half of the actual voter population, at least 25% be ensured that they are elected and represented in the provincial council. This is a very progressive move, and we must laud the government for doing that. In this committee stage amendment, we also find that a consensus that has been reached by all political parties to introduce an election system called the mixed member proportion, whereby 60% of the members who are elected are elected from electorates and are able to be held accountable by their local electorates, and then to ensure proper representative democracy, a compensatory PR of 40% is brought in. So the committee stage amendment that has been placed before us confirms the number that has already been determined as the number of members for each provincial council. That determination was made as soon as the provincial councils were established by the Provincial Council Elections Act, and as His Excellency the President at that time made the order with regard to the number of members of each provincial council. Now this amendment seeks to take that number and find the 60%, and for 60% of that number, the number of electorates are carved out, so that an election promise that was made by His Excellency Maithripala Sirisena, who won the election, and all of those who lost the election on the 8th of January are standing in the well of the house, preventing the mandate of the people being reached, because that is a promise that was given. One of the first promises that was given by the victor at the January 8th election is that he will change the election system so that there will be members, representatives who are held accountable to constituencies. And this is the introduction. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, identical committee stage amendment was moved and passed for Local Authorities Election Act, and vote was taken. That wards have been already demarcated for local authorities, but for the provincial councils, certainly Honorable C.B. Ratnayake is using unparliamentary language and hiding his face away from me. Why is he doing that? If he wants to speak to me directly, he can speak to me. Honorable C.B. Ratnayake, using filth in the well of the parliament, and now he turns his face away. So, sir, I was saying that this is an amendment that has been accepted by everyone as a scheme of elections. In fact, the joint opposition representatives in the steering committee for the Constitutional Assembly have also accepted, and mixed member proportion system with 60% constituency and 40% compensatory PR has been accepted by the both your representatives in the steering committee have accepted this principle. And I must thank Honorable Udaya Gamman Pillar for invoking the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court in respect to the 20th Amendment and arguing that provincial councils are sovereign bodies. That has been your argument, your council's argument in the Supreme Court, that it is not just only the parliament, but each provincial council is a sovereign. That has been your council's argument. Your council has argued that. That has been your position. So we must thank you. We must thank you for arguing that the provincial councils are sovereign bodies, sovereign legislative bodies. And I want to place on record our thanks to Honorable Udaya Gamman Pillar for establishing in the Supreme Court that provincial councils are sovereign legislative. No, I'm not lying. It's there in the determination of the Supreme Court as your council's argument. So it can't be a lie. One takes it that your council made submissions to the Supreme Court on your instructions. that provincial councils are sovereign legislative bodies. So therefore it is your position, and we welcome that. We welcome Honorable Vasudeva Nanekar, you are the proponent and one who supported the 13th Amendment and a provincial council being set up in this country. And this is an amendment that enhances the representation. So this is an amendment that has been widely accepted. This is an amendment that has been accepted by your own representatives in the steering committee, and therefore we believe that this change must take place, and the people of this country must be able to have the same system of election for the parliament, for the provincial council and local authorities. Identical system of election must be brought in, and therefore there is actually no reason. There is no issue. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. Mama, have a look at my identity card, Honorable Ratwata. Honorable Ratwata, I was born in Jaffna.
Please. Yeah.
So how do I know? That will be done by a delimitation commission. But I find in the... No. I find in the committee stage amendment, a maximum period of 6 months has been prescribed for the delimitation exercise to happen.
I know that.
It's there. It's in the committee stage amendment that is been on the table, that a maximum period of 6 months is given for the delimitation exercise to be completed. So, election can be held within a period of 6 months from the passage of this bill. Prime Minister.
Honorable Prime Minister, you want to make a statement? Karunakara Lagenda, please go back to your seats. Please go back to your seats.
I know that.
I'm not allowed to
know.
They are
not allowed me to know.
Honorable Speaker.
Honorable Prime Minister.
You have asked for a... wait, one of the things then. Decide.
Then Karunakara is saying, why don't you go and take a seat? This is how the parliament is.
Honorable Speaker, you have suggested a meeting of party leaders.
Yeah.
We have no objection to it, but the Attorney General will not be available till about 12 o'clock. So you can decide what we are going to do. Yeah. Either way, we have two options, Honorable Speaker. One is we go on till 11:30 and adjourn and wait for the AG to come. Unless you wait a minute, you decide when you want to fix the meeting of party leaders.
So what we can do is now let him continue finish it. That then we can start.
Let him finish his speech.
Yeah.
Then we can
do that.
We can adjourn after that.
Then means suspend. Then means suspend after his once he finish that. Yeah. Okay. Honorable Archana Sila, you want to raise something?
Yes, sir. Thank you. What I was saying, Honorable Speaker, is that Honorable Sumandiran is suggesting that provincial councils are sovereign. There is nothing like that.
I was referring to Honorable Udaya Gammanpilla's position before the Supreme Court.
Sovereign. They're not sovereign.
I was thanking Honorable Udaya Gammanpilla for taking
Udaya
up the position in the Supreme Court.
The position that provincial councils are sovereign.
His position. You finish your speech.
His position.
Okay. You finish your speech, then we suspend.
Great. Thank you, sir. Now that we have referred to the determination of the Supreme Court. No, let me finish it. Yeah. So, now that we have referred to the determination of the Supreme Court in respect to the 20th Amendment, I want to bring to the Honorable Speaker's notice that it concludes by saying the majority of this court is of the view that clauses 2, 3 and 4 of the bill is inconsistent with Articles 3, 4, 12, 1 and 14, 1 of the Constitution. Now, if it is violative of Article 3, then they have held that franchise. Your Supreme Court has held, according, in response to Honorable Udayagaman Pillai's petition and Honorable Professor G.L. Peeris's petition, has held that delaying elections to the provincial councils will violate the franchise of the people, and gone on to say that Article 3 is violated. So we will take the Kilinochi water to Jaffna. Don't worry about that. Kilinochi water will be taken to Jaffna. No. So therefore, if it says that Article 3 is violated, it says that franchise of the people are violated, and says franchise arises from sovereignty, necessarily the determination says that provincial councils exercise sovereignty of the people. We welcome that. But there are no reasons given in this determination, and I was going to ask the Honorable Speaker that the jurisdiction that the Supreme Court exercises is in terms of Article 123, and very specifically lays down that the determination of the Supreme Court shall be accompanied by the reasons therefore, and if it is difficult to ascertain the reasons from the determination that has been sent, that we need to inquire from the Supreme Court. This will be effective, and your ruling that according to the Supreme Court determination, the passage of this bill requires approval by the people at a referendum. But nevertheless, we need to also take serious account of the fact that unless there is reasons given, it will not be possible for Parliament to make necessary adjustments. In Article 123(2)(c), very specifically it says whether one of the things that the Supreme Court must do is whether such bill or any provision thereof requires to be passed by a special majority required under the provisions of paragraph 2 of Article 84 and approved by the people at a referendum by virtue of provision 83, and may specify the nature of the amendments which would make the bill or such provision cease to be inconsistent. So it is in the contemplation of the Constitution that the Supreme Court goes into amendments that will take it out of the requirements of a special majority or the requirement of a referendum. The Honorable Attorney General placed before court certain suggested amendments to this bill at the time the bill was taken up for determination. But I understand that the Supreme Court hasn't entertained that. When Article 123 expressly confers on the Supreme Court a duty to even indicate, by themselves to indicate to Parliament, what changes, what amendments, if any, that will take it out of the requirement of a referendum. Now, in this determination, apart from the fact that no reasons are given for their determination, and merely stating that two judges hold this view and one does not hold that view without even identifying who, and it doesn't say why that one judge has disagreed, we have had determinations, particularly the 13th Amendment determination, when several judges gave their reasons. Four have held one view, other four held another view, the ninth judge held a separate independent view. All of those are rich jurisprudence of this country, but here it is in respect of a very serious issue. It's unfortunate that reasons have not been given, and also amendments have not been considered. So I grant that Parliament cannot interfere with the judicial functions and the functions given to the Supreme Court in respect of bills, and what has been communicated must be honoured, and we and the government has taken the step to not to proceed with this. But that places Parliament in a difficult situation, because Parliament has to ascertain, Parliament must know what the objectionable clause is, how it is to be amended. And the present amendment, the committee stage amendment that is before Parliament today, is the exact committee stage amendment that this Parliament passed by a simple majority just 2 weeks ago in respect to the local authorities. And therefore, it is my submission to this Honourable House that these amendments at committee stage do not require the attention either of the Oversight Committee or any other approval. But since the Honourable Prime Minister has now said that there can be a discussion among party leaders with regard to what changes they would desire to these committee stage amendments, we can also participate in that discussion and then proceed with this bill thereafter. I thank you for this.
Order, please. The House suspended till 12 noon.